There's some people in this world who have no problem in the dating scene. Mm. You know, no matter where they go, what they wear, how they smell, it just comes easy. And people are basically throwing themselves at them all the time.
Are you talking about hot people?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, just making sure we're all on the same page here.
I know what that's like.
Oh, really?
Because I've thrown myself at so many people.
Yeah.
Only because it's explicitly written in their ad.
Okay.
They say, when we cross paths, throw your body my way.
All right. Well.
And I listen.
That's good for you.
But we have to remember, Brooke, that there's people who just aren't as lucky in their romantic lives.
Why'd you say Brooke?
I don't know.
Well, I know she's always really judgy about this. She thinks that everybody's in love all the time. But there's some people that struggle with it. For whatever reason, things just never seem to work out for them. And today, we have a great opportunity to actually help out one of those people.
Because Jose's on the line.
No.
I'm here.
Everyone deserves love.
Yeah. We're not dealing with you today, Jose. We're going to help out someone who emailed us. His name's Gus.
Oh.
Gus, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, man. How's everything going?
How could you be named Gus and not be in love? Gus is such a lovely... Like, who doesn't love Gus?
Okay. Your energy is not helping
right now. Is it too much for Gus?
No.
It's not right.
Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to bring him up.
Tell us a little about your romantic situation. Why did you email us?
So, yeah, I got married pretty early, and after my second divorce, it kind of seemed like all my relationships lasted one or maybe two dates.
Okay. So when was the second divorce?
It was pretty recent, a few months ago.
All right.
Sorry about that, man.
Nah.
Why are you always bringing the mood down in this conversation?
I think it's pertinent to the dating scene.
Okay.
Like, I mean, after, you know, only a couple months after your second divorce, it seems like, what do you expect? Like, it takes a while to get going.
Yeah. And I tried, like, everything. I tried Match. I tried Hinge. And one night I got so desperate, I tried women behind bars.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Please tell me that's who we're calling for the second date.
Yeah, is that?
No. No. Even that didn't work out. Mm. So I just kind of stopped trying. Like, because everybody says, when you least expect it, it'll just hit you.
Okay.
Everyone says that. Mm-hmm. Everyone that's already married says that.
Well, Gus has been married twice, so he should know.
So where did it hit you?
So I was actually working at this pawn shop, and I met this pretty girl. She was so sweet. Her name was Ellie.
Okay.
And, you know, it was kind of a little surprising for me because at this pawn shop, like, the crowd here is like a weird crowd, you know?
Right.
I'm literally imagining the show Pawn Stars.
Yeah.
Everyone that goes in, they're so interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we started talking, and we hit it off.
Okay.
That's awesome, man.
And so I got the digit, and we started texting each other.
Uh-huh.
And I was really honest with her about, you know, my luck with women.
Okay.
And I asked her out. Uh-huh. So she met me after work for some froyo at this plaza strip. So we just, I thought it was romantic. We just went around these antique shops and just kind of chilled and talked.
That's cute.
Okay. Were you getting a good vibe from her?
I was, but then it seemed like she just kind of wanted to get out of there before the date was over. You know, I had all the stuff planned.
Did you mean like her mood changed suddenly or she seemed that way the entire time?
No, I think somewhere along she just, it seemed like she was in a hurry to just kind of leave and get back. And I didn't know why. You know, I was having a great time.
Okay.
Was there any moment where you tried to kiss her or hug her or anything like that?
I guess right before she left, but I'm feeling like she's the one I let get away because we had more of a connection than even my second wife.
Oh.
You just marry random people?
I gotta say, I'm a little worried how fast you're moving, guys. I mean, I don't mean to laugh, but you just got divorced a couple months ago.
Is this a second date? Are we calling for you to ask her for her hand in marriage?
No,
oh, come on.
No way.
No.
I had to ask.
Why do you feel that? Like, what about her says she's the one that got away to you?
Other than the fact that she physically got away as I was crying out for her.
What?
She literally left.
Yeah.
I know, it makes it sound like you were chasing her. You weren't chasing her, were you, Gus?
No, I wasn't chasing her, but I was definitely calling her name like, hey, what's up? Why are you leaving? You know, what's going on?
Yeah.
So you were talking to her as she was walking away from you?
Yeah, she said she had to go. So I guess we were kind of still talking if I'm talking to her and she's acknowledging that I'm speaking.
Yeah,
I hear you. Bye.
Yeah. It's just kind of a dramatic exit.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, maybe you put off this vibe and you freaked her out. Because honestly...
What vibe?
Like the vibe of like, you're the one, you know? Mm. Like maybe you were too intense.
No, I don't think so. I mean, she gave me the digits.
Yeah.
That's for the date.
Talking to you guys, I don't get the vibe of intensity.
Not at all.
Coming off of you.
He just said that he went with Froyo to with this girl at a strip mall, and all of a sudden she's the one that got away.
Yeah, it's called romance, Brooke. Look it up. Okay, so here's what we're going to do.
That's
for
intense.
Here's what we're going to do, guys. We're going to play a song, we'll come back, we'll call Ellie, and we'll try and get you your second date, all right?
All right.
All right, hold on.